This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, February 3rd. God's word for you today is Worship Stands 2. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Chronicles 13, verse 14, which says, "The ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his home for 3 months, and the Lord blessed his household and everything he had." 2 Samuel 6 verse 20 says, "On David's return, he wanted to bestow good favor on his household, but Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet him sarcastically. The king has distinguished himself today in front of his servant's maids. He revealed quite a lot, just as the lowest of the low might expose himself." Stop and picture this for a moment. You are coming from having an amazing time of worship and fellowship with God. You are charged up and taking that atmosphere to your home. And then the first thing that greets you is the sarcasm from the very people you are going to bless. How would you respond? David did not say, "You, this woman, you are going to see my red eye today." I'm sure that Michal's attitude was not strange to David, because he was not shocked. David did not let her sarcasm stop him from bestowing good favor on his household. Your work with God must affect your household. If you have a work with God that is not affecting your family, something is wrong with that. If you have a work with God that is not impacting your children positively, something is wrong with that. Unfortunately, a lot of pastors' children do not want to hear anything about church or have anything to do with God. And it is because their parents who are pastors did not take the same attitude into their homes. Yet, we are also grateful for all of the pastors' children who are in church, actively engaging in true worship. David returned home after sacrificing to God and blessing God's people to bless his household. God expects us, as true worshipers, to take it back home and be consistent. Bless your home. Bless your sons and daughters. Be the priest. Take God's word to your household. Take God's blessings to your family. Even if they despise you, take it to them anyway. You have a duty to take God's word and blessings to your household. Even if they do not respect the prophet, still take it to them, because that is your calling. True worship happens when I humble myself before God in celebration. 2 Samuel 6 verse 20 says, "When David returned home to bless his household, Michal, daughter of Saul, came out to meet him and said, 'How the king of Israel has distinguished himself today, disrobing in the sight of the slave girls of his servants as any vulgar would.'" Kings have robes, royal garments. David did not rush home to change. He disrobed in front of everybody. It can even be offensive, obviously, to his wife, because that is the natural response. However, sometimes you need to be spiritual and ignore what is supposed to be a natural response. David disrobed publicly and wore an ephod, as in the inserted image. Let us pray. Father, I pray that my walk with you and my work for you will impact my entire camp positively for the kingdom of God. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.